Suppose you travel for your job sometimes and you're way out of town and way up at 11,812 feet with a little time on your hands. What do you do? Well, if you're NPR science correspondent Joe Palca, you try an experiment. Joe's fascinated by bubbles and foam. He wanted to see what would happen when he poured a beer at more than 2 miles above sea level. Joe got a chance to try this earlier this year on assignment in La Paz, Bolivia.
I've got a cold Paceña that I just took out of the refrigerator. That Paceña is the local beer. And I've got a beer glass. So I'll open the Paceña, pour it into the glass, and see how much liquid I get and how much foam I get. Open the beer. That's a nice sound. And now pour the beer. I'm pouring the beer straight into the glass. And gee, that is a lot of foam. I've got here, my ruler, I've got about 1 inch of liquid, a little less, and about 1 to 2 3/4 inches of foam. Now that's a lot of foam, but to prove that altitude is the key variable, I've got to do the same experiment with the same beer chilled at the same temperature in the same glass at sea level and see what happens.
Ta-da! Time has passed. Joe has returned from Bolivia. He joins us here in Studio 2A. Joe, we're going to complete this experiment, see what happens. But first, give me an explanation.
Well, you're a diver, Alex, so you know this whole business about pressure, and at a higher pressure, a bubble will be very small. But as you come up, that same bubble will begin to expand because pressure on the outside of the bubble is decreasing. There's the same amount of gas inside the bubble, and so it starts to expand and get bigger and bigger. So basically, when you're up at 2 miles of altitude, you wind up with bigger bubbles that make a bigger foam.
Okay, well.
So now I've got the same beer. It's a Paceña beer. I've kept it in the refrigerator here in NPR. A very dangerous thing to do.
It's incredible it could have survived this long.
And well, I have to make a confession. This is not the exact same glass. The glass that I used in La Paz got cleaned up by the hotel maid, and I couldn't retrieve it. But this one's very close. So I'm going to
Okay.
open this beer, pour it in, and see what
Okay,
happens.
let's give it a try.
And pouring the beer. Okay, so we're still getting a pretty fair head of foam. I'll just take my ruler here. But now it looks like instead of 1 inch of beer, we've got 2 inches of beer and about, well, this is a bigger glass, so it's about 2 inches of foam and 2 inches of beer.
Yeah, it's about half and half.
Yeah, this is a lot less foam, so thank goodness the laws of physics are holding up for us here today.
So I think what we've demonstrated and proved to ourselves conclusively is that if you are a beer drinker, you're probably a little bit better off down here than you would be in La Paz.
Well, yeah, if you want to get to the beer, some people really like the foam.
Yeah. Joe, thank you very much for bringing this experiment down to Morning Edition to complete the cycle of the bubble experiment here with us down at sea level.